Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Larry and Chris both qualified for the Seattle Seahawks versus the 49ers game on October the 10th, Thursday Night Football. We've got tickets for that. We've got some more stuff to give away. We're qualifying. Also, we'll qualify some folks for the CMA Flyaway. That is going to be November 20th this year, late for the CMAs. They've got it in the third week of November. But that's still the week before Thanksgiving, because I know some people are like, wait, what is that? Thanksgiving week? No, it's before. It's kind of a late Thanksgiving, I guess that would be this year then. Seems like, anyway. Was it the 28th?
Is that,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, that is weird.
Okay, yeah. Because usually it's like, what, the 25th, 26th?
Feels like it.
Okay.
So, yeah, 20th for the CMAs. Chance to qualify for that trip is on the way. Kevin, you did not make it to the fair, though you won't make it to the fair this year.
No, I don't think so.
I felt bad because I was trying to find one of the vendors. I tried to find Azar's, and I knew I walked right by it. And then I was like, where is it? I couldn't find it because they had... something we had seen on television one morning. Our friends from Channel 4 were at the fair, and they found these boom boom balls from Azar. So did you see any of that?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Boom boom balls?
Boom boom balls. I think it's new, or maybe at least new to me, and obviously new to Steve.
Yeah.
How big are these balls?
Golf ball, Steve?
Yeah, ish. I would say somewhere around that size.
Yeah.
And what are they full of? Do we know?
Joy. And potato, cheesy potato, fried, deep fat fried.
There you go.
That's a French fry.
Except for the cheese part.
And it's mashed potatoes.
Tater keg.
Mm-hmm. It's like mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
You ever had a tater keg?
I don't think so.
It's a lot like that. Same type of deal.
Tater keg.
Yeah.
Is that like a family thing or is that really a dish?
Just something. Where have I had tater keg? Oh, the deli down here at Fresh Basket does them once in a while.
Oh, okay. And what, you just heat them up or something? Or they have them pre...
They have them preheated in section.
Steve. Oh, okay, okay.
Little tater keg.
Is it?
But
like,
I like boom boom balls.
Boom boom balls is a great name, yeah.
Because the other one's shaped more like a keg. This is more like a ball,
yeah,
clearly.
And you pop the whole thing in your mouth, you could bite it, whatever it is, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something I learned a long time ago.
Tell me about it.
There are very, very few bad ideas with potatoes and cheese.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah.
They just aren't.
Yeah.
You throw those things together and they just seem to be great.
Yeah, you really got to mess it up to mess it up is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, that is a fair assumption. Hey, off the text line, I just see Sarah. She texted in saying that when you guys started talking about only murders in the building, and the fact that Steve began to watch... Kevin, how did you do? Did you watch any TV when you were out?
I did not. Okay. Not at all. But
too sleepy or whatever the case might be.
Jay, I don't remember if I told you that I was back on with Only
You
Murders.
Did. Yeah, you told me you were back in it, and you're in season 3, correct?
Season 4.
You're all the way to 4.
I never finished the rest of season 3.
And you haven't gone back to
it. I just let it be and moved on to season 4.
Okay.
And I have really enjoyed season 4. So far. Now, I do think I'm an episode behind.
Sure.
But that'll be some catching up, you know, this week, this weekend,
and Steve started binge-watching it, got through one, and how far are you in two?
One or two episodes, I can't remember.
Okay, but
I haven't seen it in a while.
You haven't gone back to revisit that.
And you like it?
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
So Steve's glowing recommendation of season one has begun. Now, this is the third person who's now begun to watch it. Sarah, being the latest, said, after you guys talked about it, I watched it, watched the first season, totally obsessed, binge-watched the entire season in one day, which is doable.
It is very doable.
And I think that season was, I don't have enough experience with the other seasons to say it was the best, but it definitely gets you hooked.
I could agree with that. And so far, season 4 seems to be very on track for me.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I didn't know much about... I mean, obviously, from you guys talking about it, I kind of knew a little bit, but I kind of walked into it without knowing very much about it.
That's sometimes really. The best.
Yeah, and I think that's what made me think, oh, this is actually really pretty good.
Yeah, because it keeps your expectations in check.
Yeah.
And then you don't go... Because, you know, when someone's like, man, it is so funny, or it is the greatest, and then you go in with such a high bar, and then you're just setting yourself up for disappointment.
Right. Also, I was in the right mood for that type of show.
That helps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that helps. I don't know what mood that is, but it does help.
I don't know either, but I was in it.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Okay.
Hot Topics.
It just felt right, Jay, all right? It just felt right.
I need a good murder show.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I'm in that mood.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's some days you just feel like, oh, I can't watch, like, a documentary or, like, yeah. I can't watch, you
a
know.
Funny murder mystery. Way better.
Yeah.
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 You don't have those, like, I don't know, you got to be in the mood to
oh, no, 100%. Oh, yeah, I totally agree.
Definitely get what you're saying.
Oh, man, for okay. sure. Yeah, you're in the wrong state of mind. You might as well not even start it.
Yeah.
That's just not going to work. What do you have for us, Steve?
A few things, but I guess let's start off with this one. What do you say? I got a call from JD who said she recommends cribbage to play on your phone. That's kind of a fun thing.
Oh.
And I had never heard of that before.
Because you can play it against the computer, basically?
I guess so.
Or is it a PvP?
Probably all of the above.
Huh.
And I had never heard of this game, and at first I thought she said Quidditch.
Wait, you never heard of cribbage?
No. And I said, oh, like odd. The Harry Potter game, huh? And she goes, no, although that might be fun too, which I'm sure there is something, maybe. I don't know. But cribbage with a B.
Yeah.
Yeah. How have you never heard of that?
I don't know.
I feel like King Peter, your dad, would be a cribbage guy. Does he not seem like a cribbage guy?
He does, 100%.
Yeah. He plays poker. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it is a card game, so.
I don't know. So maybe I might need to check that out.
Yeah, I have never thought about that on the phone, but that, sure, why not?
So she says it's a good time.
All right. I like it.
Yeah. And maybe there's Quidditch too. I don't know.
Yeah. I've done solitaire many times. And you know how when you're on the, like on the plane, you can only, I don't know, I'm probably dumb, but on my phone, I don't have like games. Like if I have to have the internet, if for some reason they don't ever load, even if I get the Wi-Fi or whatever on the plane,
right.
They just don't load. It's just too much. So I end up playing like solitaire for an hour, which is, you know, ooh. You're desperate when that happens.
Yeah.
For me, in my favor, I'm right. beating solitaire like nonstop. Now you use it with a regular deck of cards, you win like one out of a million.
Right, not nearly as easy.
But you know what? If you win one out of a million, you probably close out of the app. So they just let
that
you win.
That would not be fun.
No, yes. It's not as fun. You're like, yeah. Oh, this is great. I got the 2, 3, 4, and 5 of clubs all right there. I can just put them all up there. This is great. And they were in order.
It's just all just.
I wonder if it's rigged.
Nope.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Are you intimidated by being near Steve? Because he's a physical presence.
I know. 4'11". Yeah, no, it's...
yeah. You just met him. You
oh, but
that.
I've been hearing about you for weeks. Yeah.
Kevin James.
I've been building up.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on.
My therapist's like, who is this guy? I don't know. His first name's Producer. I'm not sure.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round 2. Kevin, you can kick it off.
What's the loudest thing you've done recently?
That I have personally done?
Yeah, or been around. I'll just give a been around.
When Mike started talking on the mic at the Spokane County Interstate Fair before the Eddie Montgomery show.
When who did?
Mike.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Mike Peterson?
No, just a guy named Mike who went on the, when he first started talking, the mic was super hot and he was super loud.
No.
And it did the thing where he started talking and he's a projector, you know, he's like.
He had a great voice.
Yeah, he's projecting and man, whoo, oh man. I think my ears and eyes began to bleed.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, sound guy almost passed out.
Loudest thing you've done or been around lately?
I talked to you on the phone this morning.
He didn't say annoying, he said loud.
You know what? Steve, I'm gonna accept that answer.
Wow.
No, what was it the other day? I guess it was like over a week ago now when I went and grabbed you on the elevator or brought you up to the elevator because
Right. You were very bothered by that.
Yeah, you were super loud in there.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot
you
told me that.
Yeah, and then you started like kind of panicking about it, and so then I just was like, "Well, I'm going to talk even louder."
Yeah,
Steve.
that's annoying.
And it does just echo in that thing. And
yeah,
it's like,
it does.
Oh boy, mine would be. I was just throwing it away. Is what made me think of this.
Oh yeah, your grape container. That was my loudest thing, too, when we were on the air. And
stop.
Your listen hand was stuck in the grapes.
Listen to what hurts Jay's ears.
Is that a container or is it a bag?
It's a bag.
A bag is a container, Steve.
What? No, it's not.
Huh. What does it contain? Grapes.
But it's not a container. It's a bag.
Huh. You guys discuss. I'll eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man, grapes are good.
That's loud.
I mean, that's not anywhere near a loud thing.
Sure.
This is good, like ASMR, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Gosh. That is really something. I don't even know how you get it that loud.
Now we're going to eat a grape.
Can a bag be considered a container? Bags, boxes, buckets, and pockets are all containers. The purpose is containing or carrying or holding something.
Yeah, but Jay, you wouldn't go to the grocery store, right? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you would go to the grocery store.
I would never.
And you wouldn't be like, oh, look over there. There's a container of grapes.
I probably wouldn't say it. That doesn't mean it's not it. I would say there's grapes. It's just like I say, there's a container of cottage cheese.
Well, but that's in a container.
Do I need to get the grapes again?
Oh, my God.
I thought we were done discussing this and that Jay was right, but we're not going to.
He is right. He's always right. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Last night, we had a bunch of. So I'm getting a home health care nurse or whatever, like a visiting nurse.
Yeah.
Because I have to get some IV medication and I need some wound care down on my leg.
Sure.
And blah, blah, blah. Instead of keeping me in the hospital for another 10 days.
That seems smart, actually.
Let's just send you home and these people will come take care of you there.
I feel like that's way better.
Mm-hmm. And obviously it's a lot of stuff. And so they don't have the person bring it themselves. They ship it to you or whatever. They deliver. A courier delivered it.
Oh, I see.
Brought all this, a big box full of all this
stuff. So a container of your medications and stuff.
It was a container of all these syringes and medications. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Oh, this. And there was a lot of stuff in there.
Oh, wow.
And then, this all needs to go in the fridge. Oh,
jeez.
We just got groceries.
Oh, man.
But we made it all work
risky.
Out. By we, what I mean is everybody else. Yeah, I sat here.
I'm sure.
Uh-huh. And then.
Well, you're helping with the container of grapes.
He is. He's making room in the fridge.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Two big sheets of poppets. Packaging.
Oh, I see.
Packaging. What are those things called?
Well, I mean, peanuts, but peanuts are the styrofoam one.
Yeah. Not the peanuts. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know why I can't think of the name of them. But whatever. It was two big rolls of it. My granddaughter, I don't think, had really ever. She's experienced it before, but it's been a while. So she brought them into my room, and she's like, Papa, do you want to pop all these with me?
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Sure.
Are you talking about bubble wrap?
Bubble wrap. Thank you, Steve. Good God, man. I could not think of what it was called.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, what is this that he's talking about?
It's like a 2x2 square, okay?
Okay.
And it's the good,
the bigger ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they make some noise. And so we started doing it, and I was helping her. And I was like, God, this is fun. This is just the therapy I need. Until after like 45 of them.
Yeah.
And I realized we're not even a quarter of the way done.
So, yeah, you're going to finish mentally long before she does.
So I was like, all right, well, you finish popping those.
Yeah.
And then she proceeded to put them on the ground. Get on my bed, jump off the bed, onto it.
Land on her feet?
And then pop them. Yeah. It was so loud. It sounded like just gunshots.
And you don't have a neighbor below you, right?
No.
Okay, thankfully, yeah.
Just the devil.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Well, it's okay to annoy the devil, is it? I said it out loud. It doesn't seem right. That is fun, though. Bubble wrap is great.
Man. Gosh, yeah, they were so loud.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I forgot the joy of that.
Yeah,
and I didn't
want
to take it away from her, even though it seemed a lot to me at the moment. I was like, no, don't be that guy, because that's the kind of thing you loved as a kid.
Oh, for sure. Are you kidding? As a kid, you love it today.
Still love it now.
Yeah. You like things that make noise.
Bubble wrap.
Is the big bubbles better than the smaller bubbles?
I think so.
Because they're louder or just a little harder to pop?
They're just really nice, tight bubbles.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that might be because of what it was shipping. Sometimes you get those bigger ones.
That could be too, yeah.
And, you know, I think the cheaper bubble wrap isn't as air-filled, if that makes any sense.
I see what you're saying.
Kind of a weaker bubble, if you will. It's hard, and, you know, you pop it, and it's kind of, it's not all that impressive. You're just kind of like.
You're right, Jay. It may not have been anything to do with the size of the bubble as much as it was the quality.
I think that's right.
It was quality bubble wrap.
Quality bubble wrap. Because I'm telling you what, it's
a
good
name brand.
It's good therapy, Kevin, as you know, but if you get a weak bubble and all it does is go.
Stinks.
I mean, it's very unsatisfying.
Yeah.
Is bubble wrap like Post-its where there's a brand name like bubble wrap?
That's what I was just wondering.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Does 3M make bubble wrap?
I'm looking
at it. I kind of feel like they do. For some reason, I thought.
There's eco-friendly bubble wrap online, instant bubble film, air pillow, anti-static. Oh, boy.
So, wait, are those names or are those like just types?
Yes.
Okay.
Scotch.
Oh,
Scotch,
there you go.
3M Scotch.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay. Bubble wrap. That seems pretty good.
Yeah, you've got.
I wouldn't mind dabbling with this one a little bit, too.
Okay.
Duck brand.
Oh, you fancy.
Wow.
Yeah, it must be nice.
Bubble cushioning.
I see that. I see it right there. Small bundle. $26, but look at how many feet you get, Kev. You get 175 feet.
It's not bad.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
This is a heck of a story from Jason.
Okay.
He just says, you got to say you're not interested. You need to be an adult. I had a girl give me a fake number once.
Kevin James.
It was to Pizza Hut. So I ordered a pizza. I guess it all worked out.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin's clip of the day. All right,
ladies
it is.
And gentlemen, I present to you,
oh, goodness gracious.
Son of King Peter. Here is producer Steve's clip of the day.
Thank you, Kevin.
He told me he had one.
I do have one.
I'm excited. Jay, did you have a sponsor?
No, I was just going to congratulate the winner, but it's fine. It was just,
oh, okay. Congratulations.
You're very excited to get going there. I didn't want to get in your way. You know, once you start rolling, Belushi, you know, you just let him go. It's fine.
Is that a
son
that
of Peter? What do you have for us?
Oh, do you know? Okay.
Hey, congrats to Debbie.
Okay.
No offense to you, Debbie. I wasn't trying to undersell your name. It just was trying to get out of the way of the mess.
My fault, and congrats, Debbie.
Congrats, Debbie. Producer Steve, son of King Peter.
Yes.
So it shall be written, so it shall be done.
All right, let's calm down. So, you know...
What do we have?
Well, we have a clip.
Of the day. Yeah, yes, yeah.
It is a Thursday. So, this one, I don't know if this person is, like, a famous TikToker or Facebook person, social media influencer of some kind. But she seems like it. She's also a teacher, and she is describing a first date that she went on, and it's kind of an interesting story. So that's today's clip of the day.
About 7 years ago, I went out with this guy that I met online. What I knew about him was that he was a high school history teacher. He coached basketball and baseball, and I was an elementary school teacher and vaguely understood sports. So we already had a lot in common, and I was like, let's go on a date. On our first date, the conversation was flowing. It was chef's kiss, so great. I asked him, as a history teacher, what is your favorite time period to teach? The way that this man answered this question told me everything that I needed to know about him as a human and a teacher. I was like, I'm going to marry you. When I asked him what is his favorite time period to teach, this man said, second period. Because first period, you're still trying to wake up. So second period, you're really in the zone of teaching. I definitely meant what time period of history to teach, but...
That's great.
That's great. Yeah. That's a great answer.
Could have answered the Renaissance or something, but no.
Yeah.
Second period. I love you.
I've always been fascinated by the settlers. but only in second period.
Yeah. Early modern, yeah. Middle age.
He's like, you're a teacher, you'll relate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Probably second what period happened? Is the best,
did, yeah. Did it fizzle out there, Steve? We don't know. Yeah, they're not hope. Together or anything.
She just said first date, and I assume it ended there. But yeah, well, although she did say she wanted to marry
him. She said she wanted to marry the guy.
So maybe they're married.
Maybe they are. Probably got married during second period, I imagine. Seems to be the best.
At that time,
Steve, who was the guy that you had on the air a couple days ago? The guy who likes to be in the water with the hat and the glasses?
Gosh, what is his name?
Oh, maybe I can find it on my Instagram.
I think I can. Kevin, Big Pappy? That's not right.
That might have been. It was something close to that. It was definitely something close to that.
You ever hear that guy, Kevin? Well, you don't know.
It's not ringing a bell.
Big.
I don't think it was Big. It was something Pappy, though.
It was something.
Sappy Pappy or.
Uncle Pappy?
Rappy Pappy?
Uncle Pappy.
Unc Pappy.
Unc Pappy. That's it. Kevin, have you heard of this guy?
I'm looking him up right now.
Yeah, Unc Pappy. That's
He's shirtless in many of his videos.
Many? All of his videos.
Is it really all of them?
He doesn't own a shirt.
Okay. He's got a cowboy hat on.
Or
some
variety of a hat. Couple of them are just like some, I don't know what you call that. But and then usually sunglasses and a nice Bruce mustache.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a great mustache.
He does. And he has.
I've seen this guy a few times.
Have you?
I didn't realize that was his stick that he's always.
Yeah, he's shirtless in the water, and I don't know. He just goes like neck deep in the water, and then so we came up last night. We're sitting there getting ready for bed, and my son was talking to us, and he's like, you know, he's sitting there at the edge of the bed scrolling through some stuff, and I was scrolling through Instagram, and Unc Pappy shows up, and of course he has a very distinct voice. Which I play part of it, but you know, every once in a while he uses a semi-bad word. So, but he's just kind of like, "Hey, it's Unc Pappy, and today we're going to talk about taking chances. You know, sometimes you never know the outcome of stuff, so you might be afraid. Like, there was one time a bank wanted me to do a 10-foot conference table, and I thought to myself, I could really screw this up. All I've ever done is put together like a little stool or a tiny chair. I've never done a 10-foot conference table. What happens if I make a mistake?" And I was thinking, I only think two things. One, could it kill me? Nah, if I make a mistake on a conference room table, it ain't going to kill me. And two is, could I go to jail? No, I can't go to jail. I might owe the bank some money because I messed up their equipment or I made the wood all uneven or something and I didn't do the conference table right. But if you have those two things and you can answer no, then you should go for it. Take the chance.
That's actually a really good impression.
Yeah,
Uncle Pappy.
Yeah, Unc Pappy, baby. That's it. And so that was going on. His is longer than that. And it took a little longer to get there. Threw in some more Pappy-isms. But my son glances over his shoulder. And I look, and now my wife is also looking at my phone. And it's not even very loud. I just kind of, but, you know, when you hear that guy talking inspirationally.
I get your attention.
Yeah, and my wife can see the image. And my son could not see the guy on my phone. And my son goes, "What is that?" Like that. And my son goes, "Why does a man have no shirt on?" Just if you don't like pay attention, you get lost in the voice and the image. And then you realize it's almost detracting from the fact that he actually has some good stuff to say. But you know what? I only watched it first time because he had his shirt off in the water with his funny glasses and his hat on.
It's a look, man.
So yeah,
it stops you. At least get your attention.
It does. It does. And then once I got past it, I was like, "Hey, he's actually got some cool stuff to say."
Yeah. No. Did you hear Kevin? The clip of the day that we did. What was that, Jay? On Monday?
Sure. Yeah. Earlier this week, someday.
I did not. I can tell you, I didn't.
Okay. So it was with the same guy, Uncle.
Uncle Pappy.
Mm-hmm. And he was just saying that every 100 years, there's a new group of people.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's the one I've seen. Yeah.
Oh, you've seen
is
that
it?
One.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That is the, I've seen that one before.
Yeah.
And he's like, so you're a part of like my group, you know, so I see
We're
you.
All in the same group.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's an interesting angle, but it's also very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every 100 years, there's a fresh set of people.
Old Unc Pappy.
Yeah.
He's worth a follow. I don't mind it. I mean, I can spend.
He's harmless.
Of all the dumb things that I do during a day, a minute with Unc Pappy isn't bad.
And he could maybe build you a table or something.
I don't know the outcome. I don't know if maybe he messed up the table or not. He never did say.
Oh, okay.
I think it was lost in the, you know, take chances when you can. If it's not going to kill you or send you to jail, then go ahead and take the chance. But he never said whether he got the table done.
Mm. That seems to be
a lot of people on here want him to run for president.
Oh, really? Is that the comments on there? That's funny.
Yes, a lot of comments that he should run for president. Normally, a guy with his shirt off, a big hairy chest, giving advice, you'd think, no. But right now?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, Kev, good to see you. I haven't seen you for a while. What can I get you to drink?
Kevin James.
Oh, could I please get the decaf chai tea, 20 ounce, with steamed almond milk and a little drizzle of caramel with a dash of honey and a water.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Sounds perfectly healthy. What do we have left before we get out of here today, Steve? Qualifying for the CMA flyaway, I see. We should do that for sure.
Walker Hayes?
Oh, yeah. We have some Walker Hayes tickets, too. We got to give those away either today or, we should probably give those away. Let's give those away right at 10 o'clock. We'll give away the Walker Hayes tickets at 10 for Friday's show.
Yes.
Which, I have some of that in my final thoughts, but we'll wait.
Final thoughts.
Steve, you get to go first.
Ooh. I can't wait till your final thoughts.
I know, I'm excited too.
Hello, Jay. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Am I back?
Oh, I mean, I don't know that you were gone.
I was.
Oh, we didn't miss you.
This thing fell off.
I didn't mean it that way, but you know what I mean.
It fell off the table, it came unplugged, it was all sorts of trouble.
What fell off the table?
The thingy.
Hmm.
That's what it's called. It says right here, thing one.
Yeah, we didn't miss you, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Okay, well, that's great, Jay. I thought I got back late.
Mm. No, it was the first time today, so you were good.
Whew. Yeah.
Okay, over to you, Steve. Sorry.
Well, I'll see you in an hour, Jay.
Yes, it's become kind of a theme.
What?
I was joking with Jay the other day because we went to go
Tuesday
see,
night, yeah.
Tuesday night, you know, we went to go see Clay Walker, and so I said to him, before I left for the day, I said, I'll see you in an hour.
Yeah, because it felt like it was going to be like an hour.
Yeah.
Because we went early and we knew the fair parking might be a little, you know, tough. So, see you in an hour became kind of a thing around here, even though it really was a lot longer than an hour. So if he says that to you, Kevin, just ignore.
Gotcha.
In theory, yeah, ignore it.
Yeah.
Unless you actually need to see him in an hour, then you better pay attention.
That's right. I was going to ask you this, though. I guess this is for both of you. Did we do a good job of catching Kevin up on anything that he missed?
He didn't have any questions.
Okay. You don't got any questions?
I not really. I mean, he could have just simply asked, I miss anything while I was gone?
I mean, you missed a concert.
Lots of concerts. Yeah. The fair. I missed the Idaho fair for the first time.
That wasn't when you were gone, though. The Idaho fair was already over while you were still here.
That's not true. Is it?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it was already over. But either way.
Oh, yeah, last weekend was the beginning of our fair.
Correct, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I missed, because I was planning on going to the fair last weekend.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay,
right.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still going on, but you're not going to go this weekend. You're not in any condition to be walking around.
Tonight. I'm going to Ludacris. Ludacris. Flow Rider. Flow Rider.
Yeah, good luck going to Ludacris.
It's ludicrous that you're going to Ludacris because he's not there.
That would be a fun show. I would like to go to it.
Which one?
The only concert I would go to, I guess, would be Coeur d'Alene Casino Parmalee tonight, because it's probably the easiest one for me to... No, I'm not going anywhere.
No, you're not allowed to go. I'm going to make an executive decision that I have no authority to make. But
if it was, if it was next week, I'd be going for sure. But there's just, tonight's not tonight.
You're also such a liar.
And tomorrow is Walker Hayes.
Yeah, but you're a liar. You said the only concert you go to tonight is Parmalee. You would go to Parmalee probably if you were in good standing, so to speak.
Yes.
But Theo Vaughn's also at the arena tonight, so you would also be...
Don't, Jay. I've blocked it out of my mind.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
I've blocked it out of my mind. I listened to his podcast like 2 days ago, and he was like, and don't forget, I got shows coming up in such and such. Spokane. He always says all the towns weird. And I was like, that's this week.
Tonight. You okay?
It's all right. Hey, you know what? There's things more important in life.
That is very true. Yeah. That's a very grown-up decision you've made for the first time in many years.
Final thoughts.
And good job. I'm here to acknowledge it. I did get a question that I wouldn't mind any help. I wouldn't mind help with, I should say, from the text line that said, not from Spokane, I don't really want to spend a ton of money tonight at Theo Vaughn for parking. Where do you think the best place to park is? And I was like, oh, man, that's a...
I have an idea.
Well, okay.
Wait, because Theo Vaughn is at the arena, right?
Yeah, at the arena, yeah.
Well, KXLY.
No, they close it. They can't get in anymore.
Yes, you can.
No, you cannot.
You can, too.
How so?
Around the back, man.
We got to have the code.
Right. Hook them up.
which is the funny thing about that.
We got to get listeners, man.
I'm pretty sure you don't even have the code because they changed it. So there's no
sense.
Yeah, because of you.
Since the 421 person?
Yeah, because of you. They changed it. They were like, Kevin's probably giving it out when he's delirious at the hospital. So they changed it again. Yeah. I don't have an actual answer. I mean, I will say there's a ton of construction. I mean, all I can say is leave early.
There's not a good spot.
There really isn't. The neighborhoods are a long walk.
I mean, if you can get early enough that you get in one of the lots near the arena...
Now again,
that's obviously best.
That's
best. It's
going
to be $30.
You're going to pay $30, yeah. If you don't want to pay, bring comfortable shoes because it's a long walk and there's hardly, there's just not a lot of places unless I'm missing something.
No, there's not.
That's a bummer.
And do you go
Well, would Uber be cheaper?
South?
See, that's, would Uber be cheaper?
100%.
I mean, 100%. Cheaper than 30. Well, no, this guy's coming from Idaho, but he could park somewhere close and then...
That's
what
I always say, is that... and I'm... You know what? KXLY?
Yeah.
You can't tell me what to do in my private life. Well, you kind of can. But what I'm going to say is I can't give out the station code.
Yeah.
But I could certainly tell this guy, hey, come park over here at my...
Park at your
place.
House. Yeah.
And then take a cab over. It's only $10 to park here.
Okay.
And then take a...
Jeez Louise.
No, you know what? I'll give him a ride.
Okay. No, you won't. You're grounded, bro.
I'll give him a ride. I can drive to the arena and back.
No. Nope.
Fine.
You have a son that can do that.
How did I get home yesterday?
Somebody gave you a ride.
Right. So what's the difference between driving and riding?
I'll explain to you after we get off the air, but... Yeah, I don't know, Kevin, the actual question of which direction is better. I don't know the answer to that either. I know
north is where everybody goes.
I was going to say north is
everybody
very busy.
Everybody tries to get north, and it gets very busy.
Well, because south there isn't that. I mean, where are you going south? The other side of the park?
Yeah, you can sneak down. I mean, I've noticed that they've started putting up no event parking, like in the Kendall Yards area.
Yeah, if you move over to the west, I mean.
It's like. Yeah, and I mean, I guess that's
southwest
of the arena, but that is not, I mean, the walk from there isn't terrible by any means. There's also the parking garage at the Wonder Building.
Oh,
I always think that is an option.
Huh. I hadn't...
That should be better thought of.
Wait, there's a parking garage?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, why am I dumb? I know. Is it by David's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I always forget that.
That's right.
Is that open to the public?
I think so.
That might be it then.
I parked there before.
That doesn't mean it's open to the public.
Well, I'm public.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to say to live at your own risk there. I'm not 100% sure. But if that is open, that's like 5-6 stories, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. That might be pretty good.
That's a good spot to be.
So that's just... again, if you're not from Spokane, that's just south of the arena, like southwest, kind of, you know, if you were standing
right behind it. South of David's Pizza in the great
I think it's right next to it. I think it's adjacent. But either way, you'll see it. So, yeah, and it's I think that's Lincoln, is it not? Lincoln?
Lincoln, maybe, yeah. Okay.
All right, well.
I don't remember.
What are you thinking, Lincoln?
There you go. That might be your best bet if you want a parking garage thing. But, again, that's going to cost, and I don't know the cost. So it's either that or plan on a long walk. Enjoy.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Okay, that's the show. Got to go. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. On the way out, Walker Hayes tickets. Is that correct, Steve?
Yes, sir.
509-441-0999, caller number 7. Also, who was it on the text line? Not quite sure who it was that said if you're looking for parking at the arena, you can just park on the north-south freeway. It's never going to be done anyway.
Oh, yeah, just leave her there.
You guys are full of good advice.
Oh, man, we are of something. All right, have a great day, everybody. Tomorrow, the Friday show. Kevin, you looking forward to it?
I really am. I mean, I won't be in studio to see the guys, but just hearing their little voices in my ear, oh, chills.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye.